This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to the first hour of the Memorial Day edition of Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is a gardening show that's devoted to helping you solve your local yard, garden, and landscaping challenges. My name is Mark Weber, and I've hosted this legendary broadcast for well over 25 years, helping folks just like you. I hold 2 degrees in horticulture from Ohio State University. Additionally, I am the president and co-founder of Mark Weber's Landscaping. You can learn about my company at www.weberlandscaping.com. And I'm also a board-certified master arborist as designated by the International Society of Arboriculture. And without further ado, up on the horticultural hotline, we're going to speak with Duke Stockslager from Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center. And good morning, Mr. Duke.
Well, Mark Weber, a very fine good morning to you.
You know what, Duke? They always say that the best yielding vegetables are always planted on Memorial Day. I learned that from a guy named Duke. And you know, Duke, we've had a really cool spring. And there's been a lot of people that planted vegetables early on and lost them to good old Jack Frost. And, you know, do not give up the ship, right?
Mark, this isn't an event that we attend and then it's finished and we go away. Gardening is ongoing. And that's what makes it, to me, it's my therapy, Mark. People ask me how I work at the greenhouse all day and then go home and work in my flower beds and garden, but that's my therapy.
Right.
And it's an ongoing project, or let's say just a leisure thing. And if we approach it as a job, then we're going at it the wrong way. But in our garden center, Mark, we have signs that we put up in March and various locations. Remember, the last average frost date for the Miami Valley is March or May 15th.
Right.
And this year, that average came out pretty close. We woke up Monday morning the 16th, and we were fortunate here. We only had some very hard frost. Some folks to the east and north of us had a freeze. So it's with that being said, when people come in here in April and are ready for tomatoes and peppers, even if you look at the extended forecast, the weather can change on us. No one can tell that. If we could, you and I wouldn't be here right now.
No, you're right.
it's something that we take a gamble on. Some years we come out okay, but until that soil warms up, and I hear you speak of this so often, Mark, and it's so true. Until that soil warms up, and this week we've experienced some beautiful sunny days and it is warming up, and until those nights aren't getting down into the 40s, such plants as eggplant and peppers, even our corn and beans, they're not going to do a whole lot.
Right.
But by golly, once that storm warms up the ground, they'll kick in.
And you know, Duke, it's one of those things where there's this thought process that when Memorial Day happens, we fall off the Bolivian cliff and never can recover again. And I would say to all our listeners on this fine Saturday morning that the cliff is far from even close to us right now. And this is the time that I would even go further to say, beyond planting warm season vegetables, because we have had such a cool spring, I think you also have some windows of opportunity to continue to plant cool season vegetables, including lettuce and cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli and radishes and a number of other cool season vegetables, and still have enough cool weather in the month of June to get reasonably good yields out of these crops.
And you're so right on that, Mark. And there, I'm a June gardener. I've always planted just because I don't have time in May, regardless of what the weather is. But years ago, and I can remember, and if you were to ask my brother Scott, he would respond with the same comment. Memorial Day weekend used to be the biggest gardening weekend.
Right.
Now, Mother's Day, we would sell plants, and we would sell vegetables throughout the month of May. But, and I guess what you and I are both trying to hit upon here, Mark, is it is not too late. And really, we're just getting a good start on it here. So if there are those folks who think, well, I didn't get a garden out the 1st of May, I don't know if there's time. We will keep tomato plants in our garden center up until the 4th of July, Mark. And we have plants, vegetables. We grow our own, so we have that luxury of bringing things on at later dates and having things ready. But most all of your local independent garden center stores will do the same thing. This is what we do, and I know John over at Knollwood, he's the same way. It's gardening doesn't end on Memorial Day weekend or June 2nd or June 5th.
Right.
It's an ongoing practice.
And with our listeners as well, as I will even tell you in the world of peppers, would have planted peppers back on May 10th, you probably wouldn't have never gotten a crop of peppers at all because of the extreme cold temperatures that those plants would have been exposed to. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, peppers are a plant that once it receives temperatures much below 45 degrees Fahrenheit, the plant physiologically shuts down, and it will not ever flower or provide crops. So, you know, we're really finally at pepper planting time, and I would even go further, Duke, that if someone even wanted to even speed up the process of planting those vegetables and even gain probably a good 2 weeks in growing season, why not put them in a big black pot with good potting soil and fertilizer and water them every day? And I can bet you that you'll have a crop 2 weeks before you would if you would have planted it in the ground.
Because that dark pot is going to draw the heat,
right,
warm the soil up, and that's what that plant wants. And something else you hit upon, Mark, and many of our customers that have been coming in, well, what should we do? And our plants have been out. And I like a liquid fertilizer because it gets right to the roots. And now that we have warmed up, and there's a balance here, Mark. We don't want to overwater and keep too wet as we've had a lot of rain. But at the same time, for those plants that have sat there and they've just not done much for us as far as growth, some of that liquid plant food gets right to the roots. And that's one of the best things you could do right now to kind of kickstart those plants back into growing and taking off for us.
And Duke, I will also share with all of our listeners too is that many of our soils here in Southwest Ohio are on the alkaline side of the pH scale. And it's interesting that a lot of vegetables require to be grown somewhere between 6 and no higher than 7.0 on the pH scale. And it maybe behoove those folks out there to do a soil test at some point in time to figure out a way to drop the pH of their soil, which will in of itself improve the vitality and the health of their vegetables as well. Duke, I want to go ahead, sir.
No, that's right. And just amending the soil, but I get asked quite often, what should I do? And should I do this or that without knowing what you're, it's like asking the doctor, what should I do? I don't feel well. Well, right. We need to find out what's wrong with you first. But when you're adding cow manure, horse manure, be careful with that also, because if you get real dry chicken manure, that's going to be really high in nitrogen and you can burn things up. So just be a little bit careful and in moderation.
Right.
That's what matters.
And Duke, tell our listeners where you guys are located at and your hours of operation.
Well, Mark, we are 1 mile west of New Lebanon, Ohio, which is about 12 miles west of Dayton on U.S. Route 35. I always say we're about 20 minutes from UD Arena. Jump on Route 35, Monday through Friday, 9 until 8, Saturdays 9 to 5, Sundays noon until 5. Memorial Day, we close at 3 Monday. So on the 30th this year, Mark.
I know. It's so weird.
You know what we did this past week?
What's that?
Tuesday afternoon, we received unrooted mum cuttings. We are sticking mum cuttings for fall mums.
No. No. I don't want to hear about that. I'm just getting used to the fact that it's actually springtime finally. Warmed up enough that I can actually enjoy, you know, spring-like weather, you know?
Well, enjoy it, and we're going to be growing mums, so after we've had a beautiful summer, we're going to go right into a lovely fall, and the leaves are going to change, and we're going to have mums ready for you.
Okay. You're just way ahead of the game for me, sir. But listen, Luke, I appreciate you being part of the show today. And
thank you, Mark, for inviting us on.
I think you're a pretty cool guy. So enjoy your weekend, and most importantly, plant your chrysanthemums, I guess. So
I'll get my garden planted somewhere also. Mark, you take care, and to all of our listeners, have a safe and enjoyable weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, that was Duke Stockslager from Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center. He's a contributor to Garden Talk from time to time. He's a really good guy, and I would encourage you to go visit his business. They do a wonderful job and offer a lot of amazing products, and they've been out there a long time, and they work really hard at providing really good value in your flowering annuals and flowering vegetables for the upcoming season. Well, folks, you're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name is Mark Weber, and I have hosted this legendary broadcast for many years, and I enjoy helping you. I enjoy helping you have the best yard and garden ever. And I will tell you that normally during the week, I am usually here. This weekend, I'm taking a little bit of time off to be with my humble bride, Miss Kim. And so sit back, enjoy this morning's broadcast. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about a lot of important topics and things that really matter to your yard, garden, and landscape, and give you a lot of insight on ways that you can improve your property for the rest of the balance of the growing season. And talking about some of the important things as far as fertility, lawn care, mowing, and everything else. And all of that is right here on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And when we come back, we'll be talking to each and every one of you and giving you timely tips. But most importantly, giving you the information to help your yard, garden, and landscape be the best ever on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 4/11 and 6/17/16, member FDIC.
It's the Ready to Ride sales event, and time to gear up for your ultimate adventure. Enjoy summertime fun on a Can-Am ATV, side-by-side, Can-Am Spyder, or Sea-Doo watercraft. Hurry in by May 31st and save up to $2,500 on select 2015 models. Plus, get great financing. Get ready to ride, because the fun starts now.
Visit Competition Accessories in Springfield or online at RideMotorcyclesInc.com.
Subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
The Burns family has been growing plants for 60 years, and the professionals at Burns Garden Center have been assisting you, your parents, and even your grandparents with their gardening success for decades. Stop in for anniversary specials, bring your list, photos, and most of all, your enthusiasm to where growing begins. Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown and Beaver Creek. Remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
You want to feel connected, informed, included, inspired. So when important things happen, we're here. Your local radio and TV broadcasters. America's number one source for news, weather, and information on your radio, TV, computer, tablet, and smartphone. We are broadcasters. Always here for you, wherever here may be. Tell Washington local stations matter by texting radio to 52886. Furnished by NAB and this station, message and data rates may apply.
Bosch Chevrolet in Centerville has been creating higher standards for over 40 years, making them the only Chevy dealer in the Miami Valley with the largest selection in one location. Stop in, check out the all-new Cruze and Malibu, priced and ready to go. And with new inventory arriving daily, this selection is endless. Plus, with the Bosch discount, you'll save even more. And with the new inventory arriving daily, this selection is endless. Chevy, find new roads with Bosch Chevrolet, Loop Road in Centerville. Build on trust, driven by integrity. Stop by in person or visit online at BoschChevy.com.
Primetime is fun time on the all-new MeTV WHIO Classic Television.
It's an hour of MASH at 7.
An hour of Andy Griffith at 8.
And Happy Days at 9.
Time Warner Cable Channel 372.
WHIO. Counterparts Kitchen Designs, ready to transform your kitchen into your special place. Mark Gosel invites you to come in and check out their amazing kitchen and bath displays. Also check out their large displays of granite and quartz countertops. Your dream kitchen will come alive on big screen TVs. Counterparts Kitchen Design, 800 West Main next to CVS in Troy. The Olive Oasis is a family-owned and operated specialty food shop located at 7 East Main in beautiful downtown Troy. Come in for free samples of the highest quality extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegars. Enjoy these olive oils and vinegars at home. Infuse them into summer salads and grilling. Go to theoliveoasis.com. It's spring fever flooring time at Lori's Flooring and Window Fashions, 105 West Market Street in Troy. Lori can add a splash of color, vibrancy, and durability with new famous name hardwood flooring, and now check out Shaw Waterproof Carpeting. Call 440-8800 and go to Lori'sFlooring.com. Come to Troy and explore this week.
This is the Miami Valley and Ohio's election headquarters, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. When the primaries are over, the conventions begin. Ohio takes front and center again, hosting the 2016 GOP convention in Cleveland. Daily updates every morning from the campaign trail with Washington insider Jamie Dupree. This is Miami Valley and Ohio's election headquarters, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A mild and muggy start to the day with temperatures near 70 degrees. An isolated passing shower possible early this morning, a better chance then this afternoon for showers and storms. Partly cloudy skies overall, breezy and humid today as highs climb into the mid-80s. Another mild evening for any Saturday night plans. Temperatures will slowly be falling through the 70s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome back to Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We're so glad that you take time out of your Saturday morning to be part of our broadcast. And we love helping you with whatever is going on in your gardening world. And, you know, the month of May is soon will be over. And the time of the year to be maintaining your turf is nearly here. And what we mean by that is the month of June is the month when grass begins to become quite stressed. And that stress, my friends, usually comes with the fact that the plants are under a serious assault from the heat and the dryness of the summer months. And I will say to each and every one of you, as we begin into the upcoming growing season, it's important that you maintain your property, maintain your lawn. And I'm going to give you some timely tips this morning about how to maintain your lawn and the best ways and means ever. First and foremost is that you need to be sure that your lawn, when you mow your lawn, you're mowing it with the lawnmower set at the highest setting that you possibly can have. Most lawns have, lawnmowers have numbers on them, but don't trust those numbers. Those numbers in many circumstances are not accurate, nor are they going to provide you the most important information, most importantly, the actual height of that lawnmower. So I would encourage you to go take your lawnmower, set it on top of your garage floor, and physically measure the height of the blade off of where the blade comes to the bottom of the floor. And by doing that, you will in turn probably be able to measure it with a measuring stick or with a ruler. And making sure that with turf type tall fescue, you're mowing that grass at about 3 inches. With Kentucky bluegrass, you're mowing it at 2 inches. It's important that if you do this, otherwise you are going to have a problem. So be sure not to mow your grass too short. Second thing is be sure that your mower blades are sharpened and balanced. If they are not sharpened in balance, you will rip and tear the grass blades and create great avenues for the blade to become infected with diseases, mainly with brown patch and a number of other fungal diseases. So make sure that that mower blade is sharpened and balanced. Additionally, make sure that you are being extremely careful when you do mow your lawn by mowing it by reversing the direction. So, in other words, if you mow north and south, you should mow east and west, the opposite mowing. Otherwise, what you end up doing is getting yourself in a situation where that mower is doing more damage than good. If you mow your yard and it looks white, the grass blades look white, that's a good indicator that the mower is got sharp. The mower blades are not sharpened, and additionally, it means that mower is not doing its job. And mowing is probably 70% of how your lawn looks. Fertility and watering help, but the way in which you mow has a direct indicator on how well your yard and garden will look. Well, when we come back, we're going to give you In the Garden with a weekly tip to help your garden grow. Plus, along with that as well, guide you along the way with how to make your yard, garden, and landscape the best ever on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 6:30. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top local story, an update on the condition that is of an assault victim from an incident that occurred outside a gentleman's club yesterday.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. Showers and storms possible through the weekend. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, no new accidents have been reported this hour. Keeping an eye on those highways throughout the Miami Valley, those are still looking all clear at this time. And it is our top story. In West Carrollton, the victim of an assault from yesterday outside a strip club is in fair condition as of last night. Now everyone is wondering why.
The woman had a heart of gold. She has a heart of gold. You know, I mean, she'd give a total stranger her shirt just if she's seen him shivering. You know, why would someone do this to her?
That's Jason Witt, who works at a bar just next door to that incident. Cops arrested 33-year-old Aaron Miller, but have not yet charged him in the assault.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
And now to Huber Heights, where firefighters responded to the 7,000 block of Chat Lake Drive early this morning after a homeowner reported seeing smoke and flames inside their house. Reports say the fire is believed to have been in the attic and in some of the walls of the home. All the occupants of that home were safely evacuated with no injuries reported. Crews are still working to learn what caused that fire. Now actor Josh Duhamel is helping raise funds for Building America's Bravest. That's a charity that builds homes for injured service members.
There's over 200 men and women on this list that need these homes.
Duhamel says to donate, go to ourbravest.org/enlistme or call 844-BRAVEST.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti reporting. Now, here's the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
A mild and muggy start to the day with temperatures near 70 degrees. An isolated passing shower possible early this morning, a better chance then this afternoon for showers and storms. Partly cloudy skies overall, breezy and humid today as highs climb into the mid-80s. Another mild evening for any Saturday night plans. Temperatures will slowly be falling through the 70s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 HD radar. It's still looking all clear throughout the Miami Valley. We're looking at some very light and very scattered rain showers creeping in from the west near Indiana. It's currently 71 degrees in Springfield and 69 degrees in Dayton at 6:32. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Would you like to save hundreds of dollars on your real estate tax bill? If you are a senior or a disabled homeowner, you could save $400 or more each year. This is Montgomery County Auditor Carl Keith, reminding homeowners that if you are age 65 or older, or you are permanently and totally disabled, you could be eligible for the homestead exemption. But you must apply before June 6th. To find out if you qualify and how to apply, call the Homestead Hotline at 937-225-4341. If you are already enrolled in the program, you do not need to reapply, but new applicants are subject to an income test. For more information, visit our website at mcauditor.org or call 937-225-4341. Disabled veterans may be eligible for additional benefits, but remember, the deadline to apply is June 6th. Call the Homestead Hotline at 937-225-4341.
We know times are tough. At Gerdes Turf Farms, we pledge to do everything we can to keep your lawn healthy without you having to be independently wealthy. Gerdes Turf Farms offers residential, commercial, and wholesale retail customers superior knowledge and experience to assure a beautiful green landscape. One option is using Gerdes Turf Farms locally grown and freshly cut sod. A second option is economical hydro seeding that can give a lawn a clean, fresh start on newly excavated grounds. Gerdes Turf Farms is open to the public Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 8 till 3. Take advantage of cash and carry savings on their high-quality turf every day. Bring your truck and they'll fill it up with their high-quality turf. Do it yourself and really save. Delivery and installation is also available. We'll get through these tough times together. The place to go is Gerdes Turf Farms, 1441 Upper Bellbrook Road in Xenia. Call 426-4489 or go to GerdesTurfFarms.com.
We're talking about it.
We welcome to our newsmaker line, Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, and you made an announcement this week, sort of. Would you like to officially now let our listeners here this morning know what your plans are, let's say for 2018?
Well, I think officially it's much too early to be talking about 2018. You know, we're focused on the presidential campaign. I want to see Rob Portman get reelected to the U.S. Senate. We've got a few other races out there that are pretty important.
We're here talking about it.
You know, there's no surprise, I don't think, to anybody in the Miami Valley that, you know, I'm interested in thinking about the governor's race in 2018.
All right. Well, Attorney General DeWine, we wanted to give you the opportunity to just, you know, say your piece there. And maybe at a later date, we can do something more formal. Thanks for sharing some time with us here this morning on Miami Valley's Morning News.
Thank you very much.
Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO News Time is 6:36. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to help your garden grow.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is a show all about helping you with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. I want to talk a little bit this morning about doing foliar analysis. Now, you say, well, what is foliar analysis? And foliar analysis is where we, in this month of June, go out and collect parts of a plant and send them to the lab. That's right. We pick parts of the plant, be it the leaves, the needles, or the fresh growing part of the plant, and we send it off to a laboratory where that laboratory will literally spit out and tell us how much nutrients are inside the tree or inside the turf. In fact, I will contend that it's by far one of the best ways that you can really measure how well your plants are doing. And additionally, can come up with a real accurate concept of the actual nutrient availability inside of a plant. In fact, I will tell you that it's by far one of the most cost-effective ways to determine how well your turf is actually doing, how well your trees are actually doing, and additionally, can really guide you on how much fertilizer one should be applying to the property. You typically would be working with a certified arborist, and you can find yours at treesaregood.org. That's treesaregood.org. And the arborist would typically collect the foliar samples, the foliar parts of the landscape, and particularly you concentrate on one species of plant at a time. So for in other words, if you've got a situation where your maples have been struggling and they're not doing very well, maybe they've got off-colored leaves and they just don't look the greatest, a foliar analysis would probably be a key essential way to determine what those plants actually need. In fact, I will tell you that foliar analysis is even more accurate than soil testing as far as on an individual plant basis. Now, I would also say that you should do a soil test in conjunction with a foliar analysis. And between the two tests, you can come up with some pretty accurate numbers on what you should or should not be doing as far as fertility for that particular plant. So I think it's fair to say that for all you folks out there that are using a lawn care company, I would highly recommend that you have your lawn undergo a foliar analysis. And it's where you literally clip off blades of the grass that you have in your landscape. You send them off to the lab comes back and tells you exactly what's inside the turf so that you know how to fertilize appropriately. If you'd like to learn more about foliar analysis and all the good things that go on with that and how it works, I would encourage you to visit my company website at weberlandscaping.com. And if you look under the section called consultations, there's actually a part in on the tabs off to the left-hand side where it says soil and foliar analysis, and you can click there and learn about how that type of process works.
You've been into the garden with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your gardening questions. Call Mark now at 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is a show all about helping you with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. And I always enjoy helping everyone have the best yard and garden ever. But I also will tell you, a really good place to get lots of good information about how to select and choose plants, how to care for your plants, how to prune your plants and everything else is weberlandscaping.com. Now, weberlandscaping.com is a website that's completely free for your use. If you go to the educational section or the educational tips section of the website, there's a number of topics on there that where you can click and learn. No idea is for you to learn about the world in which you live and to get a better feel for the way that things grow in and around your landscape. Additionally, I would share with all of you as well as we move forward over this Memorial Day weekend. I know a lot of you are going to be spending time planting flowers and adding color to the front of your home, the side of your home, maybe around your patio and your deck. And I wanted to share a few tips along the way to make sure that you are successful with whatever you're going to be planting for your summer flowers and color this gardening season. First and foremost, buy good quality plants. Plants that are healthy and green, ones that don't look like they're distressed in any way. Additionally, when you go to plant those plants, realize that they're in what they call cell packs or pots. And that plant's life has been spent from the time it was a seedling or a cutting or even a plug from a very long period of time. It's been living in that pack. Now, its whole life has been babied. It's been watered when it needed it. It's been fertilized when it's needed. So when you bring that plant home, that plant is tender. So it's important, first and foremost, is that bring it home, set it out, let it get a little bit of sun and wind, let it get a little bit hardened off, so to speak, before you install it. But make sure that when you are selecting and choosing those flowering annuals, you're selecting and choosing them based on what the site conditions are and what the site conditions allow for that plant to grow. For example, this is just one small example. In other words, let's say you buy marigolds. Marigolds are a full sun plant. But if you plant them in a shady condition, they are not going to grow, nor will they thrive. In fact, they will probably die. So it's important to select and choose your annuals based upon the site conditions in which you're trying to grow them. The second key point is water. Watering is a very important part of making sure that plants have the ability to grow and yeah, plants have the ability to thrive. So I would strongly suggest to be sure that you water those annuals. As soon as you get them out of the car or the truck, give them a good drink of water to get them soaked up. But most importantly with that, when you go to plant your plants, make sure that you add water in the bottom of the holes as you dig. And most importantly as well is make sure that those plant holes are large, open, so that the air, there's lots of air and oxygen into the soil. This will ensure that the root system of these plants has a chance to grow, thrive, and branch out. If you dig a hole no bigger than the size of the containerized root that you've harvested out of the pot of the container, that plant is going to struggle at best trying to make a living and make itself big and wide. So be sure to open up the soil, and in some cases it may even pay to go in there and turn and pull the soil over and create lots of oxygen. You may also incorporate that soil with some organic matter and possibly some fertilizer, depending on whether you had done a soil test or not. And when you go to plant, this is probably the most painful thing of all. You heard me right. The most painful thing of all is I suggest that you pick off the blooms. Now you say, well, why pick off the blooms? By picking off the blooms, you're going to remove the source of energy that's going to produce the flower. And that energy then, therefore, will be used inside the plant to grow roots. And I mean lots of roots. So by removing those flowers, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to remove the chances of that plant becoming basically stunted without any growth whatsoever. And by removing the flowers, you will allow the plant to spend all of its energy growing roots. And if you do that, you'll end up with a plant that blooms twice as long, twice as nice, and most importantly, be much more impressive than a plant that did not have its blooms picked off, nor was a plant that had its soil opened up at the time of installation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name is Mark Weber, and I have hosted this legendary broadcast now for nearly over 25 years, and I enjoy helping people just like you. And I'm taking a little time off this weekend, so sit back and enjoy the program, and we'll give you some guidance along the way with some of the things that you should be doing with your yard, garden, and landscape in the season of 2015. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, even though it is Memorial Day weekend, the gardening season hasn't ended, and it's not that we've fallen off a cliff. In fact, the time to be doing our yard, garden, and landscaping improvements is definitely upon us. and maybe, and most importantly, a good way for you to enjoy the summer season that's nearly here. 457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you were part of the program today, I'm taking a little bit of time off and enjoying a little R&R, so sit back and relax and enjoy this morning's broadcast, and I will be giving you lots of tips along the way. You know, every summer, I always am blown away with the number of people that always call and have an insect or a disease problem, and they're trying to deal with it. And in many times, they have bugs. So what do? They go out and buy any insecticide that they can put their hands on and apply it. In most cases, the insecticide that was purchased really didn't need to be purchased. And furthermore, we end up killing and harming a lot of plants and also beneficial insects at the same time. Keep in mind, for every single one insect that's bad, there's about 98% to 99% of the ones out there are actually good bugs. In fact, well over all of the insects in the world, the vast majority of which are beneficial. So it's important that when we're controlling diseases and insects in the landscape, that we do a proper identification of the name of the plant, but also we want to make sure that we are picking and choosing our insecticides and fungicides correctly related to the label restrictions and also what the actual material was. Folks, this is Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The WHIO Storm Center, staffed with the most powerful weather team in Dayton.
Cars stuck all over the Miami Valley.
Our Storm Center 7 team is on duty 24-7. We will interrupt programming with severe weather warnings at least every 15 minutes and continuous coverage where warranted.
Just a mess right now.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic on WHIO.com and the WHIO app.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here to tell you that if you're looking for the very best selection of your favorite garden plants, we grow over 125 varieties of tomatoes, peppers, cabbage, broccoli, cucumbers, cantaloupe, and eggplants. And if you haven't tried our famous neighbor beater tomato and pepper plants, come out and pick up a few and enjoy the best taste you ever had from your garden. They taste so good, you'll wish you planted more. And remember, Neighbor Beater garden plants are sold only at our garden center at 1309 Brant Pike. So get out that shovel and start digging. It's time for gardens, bedding plants, rose bushes, vines, ground cover, shade trees and shrubs, bird baths and fountains, and so much more. So join the green revolution and come out to see us at 1309 Brant Pike, where we're open 7 days.
Spring into savings with Caesar Creek and Treasure Isles. Come discover great products and services with the perfect mix of new and vintage. They've got great food like fried pickles, chicken strips, and yummy funnel cakes. Plus, free entertainment. Caesar Creek Flea Market in Wilmington and Treasure Isles Flea Market in Monroe. Open 9 to 5, Saturdays and Sundays. Two great ways to spring into savings.
Primetime is fun time. On the all-new MeTV WHIO Classic Television.
It's an hour of MASH at 7.
An hour of Andy Griffith at 8.
And Happy Days at 9.
Time Warner Cable Channel 372.
WHIO.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? when a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Miami Valley and Ohio's election headquarters is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Miami Valley listeners, it's the Talkmaster Neil Bortz. Don't miss hearing me every weekday morning on Miami Valley's Morning News. Whether you live in Kettering, Huber Heights, Miamisburg, Springfield, or Fairborn, you can catch me 525, 755 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen on Miami Valley's Morning News. Listen every Monday at 7:50 as I'll be talking to Neil live.
Every Monday at 7:50 a.m. right here, WHIO. And if that's not enough for you, subscribe and listen to my Bortzcast, unfiltered, insensitive, long form. Go to connectpal.com/Bortzcast, BORTZCAST, at connectpal.com. See you weekday mornings at 525 and 755 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A mild and muggy start to the day with temperatures near 70 degrees. An isolated passing shower possible early this morning. A better chance then this afternoon for showers and storms. Partly cloudy skies overall. Breezy and humid today as highs climb into the mid-80s. Another mild evening for any Saturday night plans. Temperatures will slowly be falling through the 70s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Thank you so much for being part of this morning's broadcast. And we love helping each and every one of you have the best yard, garden, and landscape ever. Keep in mind, in the month of June is an ideal time of the year to be growing lots of fresh fruits and vegetables to eat in your home. I'll share with all of you that there is nothing better than fresh tomatoes, fresh lettuce, fresh broccoli. And take advantage of these warm, sunny days and plant something. You can plant it in a pot. You can plant it in the container. You can do a number of different regimens to grow vegetables and grow fresh produce. And take advantage of it. The sunshine's free. The water is relatively inexpensive. It just takes a little bit of time and good soil and good seeds and good plants, and you will be successful. Also, don't be afraid to get in and start to prune things. The month of June is an ideal time to come in and do renovation pruning to your flowering lilacs. It's a wonderful time of the year to take a lot of your spring flowering trees and shrubs and reduce the size of branches, the length of branches, and foremost, provide them in a direction that will make them look more pleasant and appealing to your landscape. Just keep in mind, though, if a plant blooms before June 15th, like a spring flowering lilac, is a good example, that plant will have a lot of its flower buds set no later than July 15th. So the clock's ticking, and the importance for you to be spending time with pruning is upon us now. And keep in mind that with good pruning comes a little bit of important responsibility. You need to be using the proper tools, mainly scissor bypass pruning shears. And scissor bypass pruning shears do nice clean cuts and stay away from the anvil-type pruning shears because they do a lot of damage to buttwood. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for the first hour of 3 hours of Garden Talk. When we return, we'll be talking to Rich Pearson from Cox Arboretum and Gardens and assisting each and every one of you with the best yard, garden, and landscape ever in 2016 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.